Handling a Superheroine's Needs, written by Mr. Zanzibar McGee. So this script was actually inspired by my version of the Secretly Psycho Superhero series, which was written by Token Turian. And so that's pretty cool. And I did this series about a year ago, and it was really, really fun. I was so happy when part two came out, and luckily someone tagged me in it because superhero audios are so much fun. I love getting to do all the sound effects, and this was right around when I began doing sound effects, I think, when I did the Secretly Psycho Superhero series, which had Captain Nebula, who is a much different character than Infinite Girl. Infinite Girl is adorable. You gotta love her. She's sweet. She's quirky. Someone in the comments had said that she's got, what was it, quirky, dorky energy. She does. And she just gets so nervous and self-conscious around the listener, even though she's the most powerful woman in the world. But he just brings out that like giddiness in her. She's just so excited around him, and it's sweet and it's cute. But then you got Captain Nebula, who is just like Homelander in The Boys. I didn't read anything about this, but I'm gonna guess that is probably who Captain Nebula was based off of, just a guess. So I kept hoping that there would be more Captain Nebula audios, but there weren't. But that's okay, because now we've got Infinite Girl. I love her. She's just so sweet. I really need to start playing more superheroes. I don't know if I love playing them because I really love playing them, or if it's just because it's so unique and I never get to do it. I don't know, but I, like, right now, I really just want to be a superhero every time. I think because also, like, the sound effects, they're such a challenge, and I love that. This audio, I would say the sound effects were the biggest challenge I've had yet. And it's got more sound effects than I've ever put in an audio. It has over 65 unique sound effects. Plus, many of them are used several times. So it's got lots and lots and lots of sound effects. Before this, I think I had about 50 unique sound effects in an audio, like over 50. But now I've got over 65 in this one. And I just had so much fun. I couldn't stop myself. I kept adding all these sound effects because the script does have sound effects in it, but and the writer, Mr. Zanzibar McGee, I love saying that. He was saying, he's like, I think I have too many sound effects in this, but I mean, this is me. So I'm like, I'm just going to keep on adding more. What you think is too many, I can top it. And there were some difficult ones in there. When I was reading the script, I'm like, how am I going to do that? But I think I succeeded, and I want to know, like, I want him to listen to it because I want to find out, like, if I nailed those sound effects. I think I did. Like, the building collapsing and her punching a hole in the wall of the building and her throwing the bed frame collapsing and the pigeon part. Oh my god, the pigeon part. Which actually, that was not nearly as bad as I thought it would be. I was like, wow, that's going to be a challenge, but no, I don't know. That might have been a lot easier than some of the sound effects. That was a lot of fun. Dodging pigeons. That might be one of my favorite parts in the audio, I think. And my favorite line in the audio would be about how she once kegled a piece of coal into a diamond on a bed. She's that tight, folks. And I do have to say, there's the part where she is starting to have sex with him, and she's like, wait, I want to test something. And then she just, like, starts squeezing his dick with her cunt. And, like, I was really squeezing when I was doing that. I was, yep, doing it right now. Okay. Some things, you know, I really do when I record. all the blowjob stuff. And also for the sex scenes, Like, I get exercise when I do those. Because, yes, I am sitting in front of a mic, but, I mean, I really do move, and I really do move like I'm having sex while I perform it. You know, I get a little bit of a workout. There's a lot of stuff I just catch myself doing while performing, and I just act everything out. Like, all the boob stuff that was going on in the audio, I was really doing all that. Not that you could see it. Not that I would videotape it for everyone either, but I was doing all of that. And then also, there's been nipple sucking too, and like nipple licking in audios, and I have actually done that to myself. Like, when my character is supposed to be doing that, I do actually do that and record it. So yeah, a lot of the stuff I do in front of the microphone is actually genuine. I've talked about this before, but I don't know how new a lot of you are, and I'm guessing, you know, you probably haven't read every post I've ever written or listened to everything I've ever done, but the way I used to record is before I sat in front of a mic, when I used to use my phone, and my recordings were just, they had the worst sound quality. But anyway, what I would do is I would act out everything. So all the sex scenes, I was like actually on my bed, like, you know, simulating sex. If I had to run, I was literally running. I used to simulate everything. Well, I wasn't even simulating. I used to like do everything that was in the audio. And I realized, okay, if you want good sound quality, you can't really do that. Yes, it was very authentic, but I realized I could make it just as authentic, even if I'm sitting in front of the microphone. I can still move around enough. I can, you know, have to catch my breath. Because for the sex, if it's like rough sex, oh, I move around a lot. Even though I'm not stationary, but I'm like somewhat stationary in front of the mic, I guess, in a way. But yeah, it's not as authentic, I guess, as I used to do it. But I don't think I really need to literally be running around my house just because I'm recording a scene where my character is running. Oh, props though to me for doing all that work. Which also means, when I used to do the alpha who made me his submissive whore, like, I was really doing all that stuff too. So I was getting a lot of exercise because alpha, he works, Erica. And those audios are so energetic too. So I would record for like over 3 hours to get the 40 some minute audio. And that does not include editing or anything. And I'd be like, okay, I definitely got a workout doing this thing. Because I'm having sex like Erica's having sex. Now back to this script. I just get off topic sometimes, don't I? I'm sorry. I mean, it's like on topic, but it's off topic. Tangents. Yeah. Anyway, I love the world building in it. I love the character development in it. I really like Infinite Girl's character. I love hearing about what people's abilities are, because there are so many different abilities. There's the girl who can turn into a gerbil, which doesn't really help her much at all. And yeah, so many people have superpowers that just are kind of pointless. I like how she explains why you don't meet so many superheroes, even if 30% of the population has these abilities. And you know, it's explained so well. Some of the abilities people just don't want to talk about because they can't even show off the ability because they'd hurt themselves if they did. And some of them are just pointless. But I think it would be so cool to live in this world and have an ability. I want an ability. Although I would be so jealous if someone got a better ability than me. And the story itself is fantastic. It makes so much sense. She's the most powerful woman in the world. And so it's hard to get her off because she is so strong. Now, I'm wondering if I missed something, because there is something I did think of. And I think it's just because she is like, she's got the F-dom thing going, because I would think she could probably be on the bottom. You know, some soup could like give it to her hard and she'd just have to take it and probably not ruin a building. but I think that's just not what she's into, so she wouldn't be able to get off. She wants to be in control anyway. So I don't think that that would help her, but it's an idea, something for her to try out. Though she does talk about getting with other superheroes and how they have their own baggage and she just doesn't want to go there. So, at least she found the listener who's just indestructible, so she can do anything she wants to him. It's great. Now, there were so many reasons why I related to Infinite Girl. There's, well, definitely the outsider bit, how she talks about wanting to destroy the world and everything. And, I mean, I want to say, haven't we all been there? But I don't know if we all have. I have. I definitely felt like an outsider most of my life. So I feel her there. And the way she was talking, I think I've spoken in a similar way before about communities or just everything in general. So I get it. Also, she talks about her nickname, the Giggling Goddess. I've called myself a giggle machine. I have called myself a giggle monster. I giggle a lot, if you haven't noticed. So, there's also that. I'm trying not to get too personal here. She has some difficulty with toys. I've had that difficulty too, where toys just can't handle me sometimes. I've broken a lot of toys, so there's that. This was just a really great script, and I just felt like this was made for me. I mean, in a way, it was inspired, sure, by performances that I did, but you know what I mean. It wasn't actually made for me, but it feels like it was made for me. Which also makes sense because I did choose those other scripts for a reason, because I like them and I perform them. And so this is based off that. So, okay, anyway. I mean, I'm not saying it's surprising that it's up my alley, but yeah, it's very up my alley. I love the parts about Rule 34 and the shipping. Oh my god, the shipping, seriously. There was an episode of Supernatural where Dean was looking online and was like, oh wow, so there are people who ship us together to his brother Sam. That's where Wincess comes from. So yeah, the two brothers, people always ship. I also ship them, so yeah. I actually went to a panel at a convention about shipping. And there were people who didn't know what shipping was. It was very obvious. And it was like, they realized they came to the wrong panel. Because they're like, huh, this is weird. This is really, really weird. I think it was all slash shipping, I believe. So like guys with guys, women with women. I think that's what the panel was about. And it was, people were basically just like talking about like all the people that they ship. It was fun. And I just want to say, almost everybody shipped Sam and Dean Winchester. I just realized when I was talking about that episode of Supernatural, it's possible that Sam was looking online and found out all this and was telling Dean. I don't remember. Just don't quote me on that. I think I only saw the episode once. I haven't seen Supernatural in a while. I guess I'm kind of rambling now. Anyway, I love the premise here. No one can please her. And then, well, she finds someone who can please her and she kind of stalks him. And she's like, I'm gonna make this proposition and hopefully, you know, I can get some. And it works out so well for her. So it's a nice little love story. I love it. So many questions are answered here too. Like, someone had asked, well, how do you fly in midair? And what happens when you come? And that's in the audio. So many things were thought of and included in there. In the audio, apparently when you're flying in midair and you come, you fall. So now you know. So I'm thinking there's probably going to be a part two. That's my guess. And I hope so. And if there is, I will definitely perform it.